come something. This is the Avyakt Murli of 17 February 2004, point number 36. Being serious too much is not good. The faces of all of you should never be too serious. The faces of all of you should never be too serious. Being serious too much is not good either. There should be smile, should there not? It is good to be serious, but when you are too serious, then it looks as if you are lost somewhere else. You are seeing everything, but you are lost. You are speaking, but you are speaking as though you are lost in something. So that type of face is not good. Let your face always be smiling. Do not let your face be serious. When you say, what can I do? How can I do it? You become serious. However, the more work you have, the more you have to smile. You do know how to smile, do you not? You do know. Look at your non-living images. Are they ever portrayed with serious faces? If they are portrayed with serious faces, you would say that the artist was not good. So, if you also remain serious, it would be said that you don't know the art of living. So, what will you do? So, this is the Avyakt Murli of 2004, and Baba is telling us here not to be too serious. So, what are the ways to be less serious? What are the ways to be non-serious? Because if somebody is very much serious, Baba says that person probably doesn't know the art of living. He is giving the example of those non-living statues, those images. You have seen them, they are so smiling, ever smiling. If you see certain statue, if you see certain painting where the person is not smiling, you feel that probably the painter is not so good, amateur painter. So, we will discuss about, this is a very good topic, how to be less serious or non-serious. So what should we do? Yes, Arvind bhai. What are the things we should do so that we should not look very much serious? What can be done? Take things very lightly. Take things very seriously. Have faith in drama. Okay? The same thing can be connected with the first point. Take things lightly. There should be lightness in your thoughts, in your attitude. There should not be tightness regarding anything in life. Let there be lightness in everything, lightness in thoughts, lightness in behavior, lightness in speech, lightness in attitude. If our words are full of praise, they are light. If when we hurt somebody, when we slander somebody, when we disdain somebody, that time our words are heavy. And even after saying that, we remember them. So that heaviness persists. And probably this is the heaviness that doesn't allow you to be concentrated in yoga. So, heaviness should not be there. So, try to take things as lightly as possible. Mostly those situations which are against you. Adverse situations. Do not think so much. If somebody comes and tells me something very bad. Okay. And I keep on thinking about it. After 24 hours, when I meet that person, he says, I just said it like that. But what happened? I had to spend sleepless night. My whole night was disturbed. So try to take others' behavior lightly. Try to take others' words lightly. So that is first thing. Trying to take things lightly. Second, become open-hearted. There should be candidness in our attitude, openness in our attitude, frankness in our attitude. Whatever we do, that should be with frank heart. Openness should be there. If we try to hide something, if we do something in a clandestine manner, in a very secretive manner, that time there is a heaviness. We have that feeling that some others should not know this. So, let our life be a book that everybody can read. Let there be so much transparency. This opacity which is there. We have become opaque. Others can't see through and through. Because we have so many things to hide. If this is there, there won't be any lightness. And if this is there, there won't be, there will be always a serious look, a serious attitude. Actually, seriousness, this word has got two meanings, one positive, one negative. Baba is today focusing on the negative meaning of it, that you should not be serious in that negative manner. Okay, third, forget the past. Okay, then let go. That will come in the first, taking things lightly or letting go most of the things that are happening. Introducing humor in life. Introducing humor. Probably somewhere we have lost the humor. If you see Baba's Murli, actually we have made about 26, first we had made 26 methods of Murli reading or journey, then we extended it to 34, I have made it till 40. And in that 40, all words are coming from A to Z. So, one of the word is J, and J means joke method. Baba is cracking jokes many times in Murli. He likes to crack jokes in between and makes everybody laugh. But they are very spiritual jokes, you know. So, when the humor is missing in life, when there is no humor, probably we become too serious, and that is actually not spirituality. You must have seen those sadhus, those sannyasis. They are so seriously sitting. It looks as if they are depressed. It looks as if they have not got anything. They are suffering from some privation. It looks as if their life is a bunch of frustration. They look, from their appearance, from their countenance, you can feel there is no joy of attainment. Whilst a Brahmin life is a joy of feasting, a joy of a life of celebration. It's not a life of fasting, but a life of feasting. Joy, rejoice, celebration, festivities, festival, every day. Every day newness is there. That is what Brahmin life is. It is not a life where we are totally depressed, disheartened, with a serious look, dejected heart. No. There should be humor. Introduction of humor. It should be everywhere. It should be humor even in our Amrit Vela. We can crack some joke with Baba. During Murli we can do that. Murli also so many times, so many words come. Throughout the day also. Because if there is no humor, we become very serious. We become very serious. Once there was a boxing match going on, and one person was watching. So one boxer was hitting another boxer. They were like very intensely fighting with each other. There was one man in the audience who was sitting, and that man was just cheering them up so much. He was so enthusiastic as if he himself is fighting. He was saying, just give a punch, give a push, give a punch, give a push, from this side, from that side. Other man said him, excuse me, were you a boxer in your life earlier? He said, no, I am a dentist. Unless and until they break their teeth, how can I get my patients? So that's why I am encouraging them, I am motivating them to fight vehemently. So, there should be introduction of humor. There should be introduction of spiritual jokes, so that brings joy, that brings smile to our face. Let's always wear a smile. That is the biggest and the greatest of all the ornaments, all the decorations. No other decoration is as beautiful, as beauteous, as magnificent as smile. So, introduction of humor will make you less serious. Fifth, what else? What you can do to bring, to make life less serious, to make life more jovial? Churning. Churning sometimes makes you serious. When you enter into the depth of churning, you don't feel like to talk with others. When you become too much yogi, when you are too much connected, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens in the life of yogis. Just imagine that 4 days you go into silence retreat and you don't talk with anybody. You are just silent. You don't like to come out. Sometimes too much of yoga and too much of churning can make you serious. We are discussing this on some lighter note. What should we do to become less serious? To play, right? Who has said this? Somebody has said it. So, introduction of play. Actually, we have lost playing. That playing thing was there once upon a time. It doesn't mean that once you become Brahmin, it's a big no with a capital N to all the plays, all the games. It's not like that. There should be some play. There should be something that, something entertaining. Because that also increases the spirit of sportsmanship. Even Brahma Baba used to play, Mama used to play. We have seen videos of Dadi playing. So they enjoyed. So play. Play will bring, games will bring non-serious attitude. Something very much related to that is picnic. But that should be spiritual picnic. Picnic, that should be absolutely spiritual picnic. There should be no trace of laukikta there. There should not be any shred of materialism there. There should not be any iota of worldliness there. It should have a tinge, it should have the glimpse, it should have the shine, it should have the beauty, it should have the sparkle of spirituality. That sort of picnic. When that picnic is there, it is yes. And that picnic has to be accompanied with little discussion on jnana. And at the end of picnic, or maybe at the start of picnic, collective meditation. Otherwise, most of the time I have seen that people go for picnic, but they forget meditation. They are more engrossed in their bhel. They are lost in that, in arrangement of food. All these things they are more concerned or they are lost in that. But spiritual picnic means two things have to be there. First, collective meditation. Just you go somewhere, you sit there. If you go to the garden, you go to some mountain, you go near some ocean or something, any place. First of all, that place selection also should be proper. You know, in cities, metro cities, what happens? Every Sunday, people think that there is so much crowd here in at home. Let's go out somewhere to the beach. Everybody goes to the beach. There they move around and they feel yes. But you see, at the beach, everybody has come and there is another crowd there. So from one crowd you have escaped and you have reached another crowd. So there is no refreshment at all here. Picnic, that is a spiritual picnic. I'm at present talking about gross things. That is definitely there. Baba has talked about sometimes go in Paramdham, sometimes go in Golden Age, sometimes go in subtle world, have picnic with Bab Dada. Those are different things. I'm right now talking about gross. So gross spiritual picnic should be accompanied by first spiritual collective meditation. Second, you should take some book. Shambhai, have you ever carried any book when you had gone to picnic? Sushil bhai, you had been to jungle trips lot many times. Everything is in mobile. Mobile is not necessary. You should have a book so that when you go to the picnic, whether you go to jungle, whether you go to any place, any excursion, anywhere, you should have a book so that you can sit together and one person will read, all others will sit and listen, and then there should be some discussion. If these two things are not there, as per yesterday's Murli, when Manmanabhava is not there, that time is wasted. When you are not lost, engrossed in study, that time is wasted. So, yoga I am telling, no, there are two things I said. Yoga I already told. Collective meditation, that's there. I am talking now about churning, I am talking about jnana discussion, I am talking about there should something come out from our words, some words of jnana should come out from our mouth. So there, these two elements have to be there. Then only it is spiritual picnic, otherwise it is just your entertainment. And such manoranjan can become manobhanjan, destruction of the mind. Our aim is manmanabhava. So that stage of manmanabhava will come only with jnana and yoga. Two things have to be there. So picnic. What else? Any last point? Then we'll... How to become less serious? That is the question. Music, right. Music. Music is the thing that makes you non-serious. Sometimes even you can dance to the tune of those music. So, music is such a thing. Music is the food of love, Shakespeare has said. in Romeo and Juliet. Music is the food of love. When you are loving somebody, it is not possible that you do not love music. The moment you are in love, the moment somebody falls in love with somebody, he starts writing poetries and poems and he becomes a poet or singer and then he starts loving music. So this is a divine love. So in this divine love, there should be divine music, there should be divine song, there should be divine rhythm and divine harmony and divine melody that is coming out from our mouths and hearts and our lives and our souls. Such soul stirring, such soul filling music. So music, somebody said spiritual activity, yeah. So that spiritual activity also makes you less serious. Otherwise doing too much yoga makes you too much serious. And this I have seen from my own experience. When I am too much into churning and too much into meditation, I don't feel like to come out and even to talk with anybody. With such a stage of extreme seriousness, no smile, nothing. It's like only lost in those churnings. So you have to sometimes use all of these things to make you humorous, jocular. So spiritual activity. Anything else? That will make you less serious. Okay, something else. Something gross. Variety. Yeah, you should be doing variety services. Okay, that also can make you. Sometimes doing the same service, same run of the mill services makes you serious. So you can go, bring creativity. Yeah, that is the thing. So bringing creativity in life, that will make you less serious. Creativity in yoga, creativity in murli, churning, reading, creativity in our interaction, creativity in relationships, creativity in our walk. Creativity in walk. Don't walk the same manner every day. Walk in different manner. Creativity in song, creativity in dharanas, creativity in sleeping, creativity everywhere there should be some newness. Yeah? What he used to do? Sometimes he used to walk in river manner. Okay. So there should be everywhere something newness should be there in life that will make you more and more non-serious. Otherwise, you become serious in life. And this non-serious attitude sometimes is must to lighten you up. Okay, seriousness also, if you commit some mistake, even after that, learn from it and forget it. As somebody said, forget the past. Don't carry it forward for a long time. Because if you carry things in your heart, in your brain, in your mind, you become heavy. Heaviness is not a sign of spirituality. Spirituality means double light. Spirituality means without burden. Spirituality means an angel who is double light. You are flying. That flying stage is the stage of spirituality. Okay? So today's homework is how to become less serious, how to become non-serious, how to adopt that light attitude and to keep ourselves light.